Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience, What You Need, and Ingram. And we're getting started with Helen Baylor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when I think about it, I started in the church as a little girl, 7 years old, and grandmother used to take me to church back in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I used to sing for the Lord, and I used to sing in the adult choir, and I loved the Lord with all my heart. By the time I was 9 years old, I was gung-ho, and my grandmother even said to me one day, she said, you know, baby, God's going to use you one day. And I didn't know what she meant, but I knew I liked the sound of God using me. By the time I was 11 years old, my mother and father and my five brothers and my little sister, we moved from Tulsa to California. My dad's job had transferred him out here. And by the time I was 12 years old, I found myself in the nightclubs in Los Angeles. My mom and dad used to go to the clubs on the weekends. They didn't know the Lord Jesus. And grandma wasn't around anymore, so we just quit going to church. I was in the nightclubs at 12 years old, and that was the worst place and the last place I needed to be. But I had a praying grandmother. By the time I was 13 years old, I had recorded my first single and began to open up for people like Stevie Wonder and Aretha Franklin, B.B. King, and Bill Cosby. And I remember opening up for him one time, and things began to happen. Hallelujah. Things began to happen all around me. The devil had a trap set. He was going to set me up. Because, see, I liked it. I liked the money. I was making a lot of money. And I liked the glamour. And I liked the applause because that said, I love you. We all want to be there. Hallelujah. I didn't know that Jesus loved me. I didn't know a thing. When I was 16 years old, I had had a baby out of wedlock, and by the time I was 17 years old, I left home and joined the cast of Hair, and I began to travel all across the country. I was making more money than my mom and dad put together by then, and things were looking pretty good. Then I was introduced to marijuana. Devil had a trap set. Next thing I know, it was pills to get up in the morning and pills to go to bed at night. Then it was the alcohol, and then I became very promiscuous and ran around with a lot of people I had no business being with. So one day I was introduced to cocaine, and I know that all drugs are a spirit, but this cocaine became my best friend. And I began to hang out with the devil, and I did everything that I was big and bad enough to do. And I'm not glorifying him. I'm just letting him know that I don't belong to you. Hallelujah. I've been set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I went on for about 12 years of my life, and I traveled with people, and I worked with Chaka Khan and Rufus, and I worked with Captain and Tennille and all the people in the studios, and I was good at my job, and I was quick, and I could demand double, triple scale, and I went to work, and I was high every day. The devil was trying to kill me, but I had a praying grandmother, never turned her back on me. Hallelujah. One time when I was in Houston, Texas, I met a man there, and I was getting ready to go on the road with Chaka Khan, and there was a group going on the road with us, Heat Wave, and they had a man working with them, and he was doing their lights, and I didn't know this, but I met him on the road, and he was a nice guy, and you never would know it to look at him, but he was also, not only was a light director, but he was a cocaine dealer. The devil knows how to really do it. So we began to be friends, and we began to date, and I began to get all the cocaine I wanted for free. How many of you know it wasn't for free? But we came home, me and this young man, and we began to live together, and he was still selling drugs, and I began to make drops for him. I was dropping off cocaine and making a lot of foolish turns in my life, and my life began to do this spiral, downward spiral. I was going to hell. Then I began to watch Christian television. I began to watch Dr. Frederick Casey Price. Hallelujah. No matter what time I went to bed on Saturday night, whether it was 3:30, 4:30 in the morning, somehow our eyes popped open at 8:30. Evidence? And I have to be honest with you, I used to sit there with my pre-rolled joints from the night before, and I used to fire up a joint and watch Dr. Price. And I used to kind of, you know, Dr. Price, you know how I am. I used to kind of make fun of Dr. Price. I said, well, just look at how a faith come by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. But faith came. Hallelujah. Go on and praise him tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Just see. For about 2 years, I watched Christian television. I was in and out, and I bought a Bible, and I would throw away all of the paraphernalia to smoke crack with and the smoke-free base, and we used to make it and make our own. I threw it all in the trash, and then I'd go get it again, and we'd get high. And one night, as I was getting loaded, I began to pass out, and my head hit the wall. Boom! And I began to slide down the wall, and as I came to, all of my bodily fluids were doing their own thing, and I was dying. But I had a praying grandmother, and I knew enough to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It wasn't a couple of days later that I was watching Christian television, and Grandma tells me she was laying on her face during this time, and she had been fasting for 2 weeks and just calling on the name of Jesus. Save my granddaughter, Jesus. I watched Christian TV one night, and it was as if God himself said, that's enough. And he rebuked the devil from me long enough for me to make an intelligent decision. And I said, Jesus, if you're turning me back, I want to come home if you take me. And I said, Jesus, I know you're real. If you'll just take all of this away from me, take all of the drugs, take them away, I'm tired. And I want you to know that instantly I was set free. Instantly I was delivered. Hallelujah. Glory.
This is what I
Another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, and that was Helen Baylor. And I absolutely, absolutely love that testimony. Sometimes it just reminds me of that praying grandmother. You know, that grandmother that got up in the morning at 4 o'clock and started to walk the floor and start to anoint the home with God's presence. And sometimes when I look out into our environment, I say that's what missing a praying grandmama. You know, there's something powerful about a praying grandma. And so as we move into our space of stillness, inviting the presence, I just want us to give thanks for praying, grandmother. And as we enter into the presence, recognizing that there was only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit that is known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present. Knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Oh, thank you, God. And as we move into the energy of stillness, I want you to move from your head into your heart and just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And as we move into the heart, recognizing that the heart has wisdom, I want you to just be still. And become very intentional about the breath, because there's power in the breath, family. And sometimes we forget to breathe. Just sometimes we forget to breathe, family. I want you to be still. And take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Then release the breath, family. But remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. And so as we turn this day over to the magnificent presence, I want you to breathe, family. Just breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. Release. Thank you, God. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, be still that I am God. Let's pray. And release. Come, Holy Spirit, Divine Mother, Father God, precious and Holy Spirit, I come before you today asking you to blow our minds today, God, asking you that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart come, Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in thy sight. Holy Spirit, Divine Mother, Father God, precious, precious Holy Spirit, as I invoke and invite the presence of our beloved I Am God, come Holy Spirit, that every word I speak will be your words today, God, and every thought I think will be your thoughts, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a fresh anointing today, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a fresh wineskin. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth new oil, God. Come, Holy Spirit, right now, and anoint each and every one of us under the sound of my voice today, God. Bring forth an anointing like no other, God. I'm asking you to bring forth an anointing of Abraham, God, that we'll be so blessed that even the blessed will call us blessed right now, God. I'm calling forth an anointing of Solomon, God, not just for the wisdom but the wealth. God, I'm asking you to bring forth witty ideas and witty intentions and witty inventions, God. Come, God, and bless this call. Come forth and bless each and every person right now, God, with the anointing of Solomon right now, God. Not just for the wealth, but the wisdom, God. Bring forth the anointing of the Christ right now in us that we can make manifest the glory of our Christ consciousness, God. I'm asking you to remove all things right now, God. I'm asking you to remove anything that's blocking us, conditioning us, that's got a veil that's keep us from the truth that we are all that God is. Come on, Holy Spirit, come forth and bring forth anew in us, God. Renew the right spirit, God. Renew the right spirit in us right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to create a new spirit in us. Give us a new thoughts, Holy Spirit. Renew our minds this morning, God. Come, God, and cleanse every cell, every muscle fiber, every organ, and every living system in our being, God. I'm asking you to remove any pattern, any data, any information, and anything that has been stored in the cells of our memory. God, let it be cleansed right now, God. I'm asking you to cleanse it right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to cleanse our heart right now, God. God, create in me a new heart right now, God. Create in me a new spirit in me right now, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and give us a cleansed, renewed spirit right now, God. And let the souls of our goals unfold, God, that we may walk in the glory of our true manifested self. Come, Holy Spirit, and let there be light, God. Lead us and guide us today, God. I want you to wow us today, God. I want you to blow our minds today, God, with blessings upon blessings upon blessings, God. I'm asking you to let us open ourselves to receive your blessings, God. I'm asking you to open your gates, your heavens, and your doors, and pour out a blessing upon us that it won't be room enough to receive it, God. Speak to somebody's mind today, God. Speak to somebody's heart today, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let this day be manifested in the glory of you, God. I'm asking you to bless our eyes right now, God. that we may see with the spiritual 2020 visions of you. God, let our ear hear with the melodic sounds of you, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint our feet today, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon holy ground, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint our hands, that everything we touch, God, not only turn to gold, but platinum gold, God. I'm asking you for the fresh anointing today, God. I'm asking you for renewed living today, God. I'm asking you to come and wow our minds, our soul, and our body, that God, there be a breakthrough in the matchless name of Jesus today, God. I'm calling forth and invoking all the unseen forces in this mighty universe, that you will heal the land today, God. Oh, that you will come and bless our children today, God. Oh, bless their minds, God. Oh, bless their souls today, God, that you will keep your angels at the palm of the presence of our children, that they will continue to grow and know that they are mighty in the land, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bless the fruit of our wounds today, God. I'm asking you to bless the fruit of our loins today, God. I'm asking you to even bless the fruit of our mind today. Any inventions, any ideas, God, I'm asking you to let them bloom today, God. Let it come forth in the mighty consciousness of you, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, lead us right now, God. In the darkness we may be, God, but you can still lead us in a way that only you can, God. Let us feel you right now in the consciousness of our presence right now, God. Let us touch the hem of your garment right now, God. Let us pick up our bed and walk today, God. Let us be healed in every area of our life, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to take over our lives, God, as we surrender to your will right now, God. Oh, I'm asking you to open up doors that only you can open, God. I'm asking you to close doors that only you can close right now, God. I'm asking you to open your windows, your gates of heaven, and pour out blessings upon us, God, that only you can pour out, God. Oh, I'm asking you to pour out your love, God. I'm asking you to pour out financial substance, God. I'm asking you to pour out a healing of us right now, God, that it will take over a bomb of healing right now, God. And I'm asking you to do it right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let every word of my mouth be manifested in this right now moment, God. Every word that I pray, God. And if there's a prayer that I didn't pray, God, if somebody needs something that I didn't pray, God, I'm asking you to come and let it be disintegrated into the light of your love right now, God. I'm asking for a healing in every area of our life, God. I'm asking you to take over our lives. I'm surrendering to your will right now, God. Let thy will be done in each and every one of our lives today, God. Let us breathe, relax, and know that God got it. God got it. God got it. God got it. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Ooh, I thank you, God. Ooh, I thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. And so it is this morning. Thank you, God. And so it is.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle, purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring new life within us. Send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts. Surround.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And I am your daily lover. Don't forget to tune in to 95.1 FM today. We're right here in the Chicagoland area, Club Steppin', 9 to 11, right after the Tom Jordan Morning Show. Janine and Ingram will be with her co-host Ricky Hennon and Peyton Wilbur. Listen in at 95.1 Club Steppin'. If you're not in the Chicagoland area or you're not in a position to listen to a radio, you want to go to 95.1clubsteppin.com. You'll see the beautiful face of Tom Joyner, and you see Push Listen. And you can listen, or you can download the app at Future Vision Entertainment. That's Future Vision Entertainment. And press 95.1 FM Club Steppin'. That's Janine and Ingram today, 9 to 11, on the radio waves, on the ones and twos. And we'll be playing stepping music. All right, family. Well, let's get back to the Love Journey Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm always excited to do this show because I get to be myself. Oh, man, that slide. Y'all remember Sly and the Family Stone? I just want to be myself. Well, I get to be myself right here. And today we're going to be reading from The Science of the Mind, Intuitive Guidance. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "We lie in the lap of immense intelligence, which makes us receivers of its truth and organs of its activity." Well, I'm going to say that again. We lie in the lap of immense intelligence, which makes us receivers of its truths and organs of its activity. You see, God knows. God knows. By pure intuition, that is, without process of reasoning, without reference to external facts of existing conditions, if God were to know us in any other way, then he would be finite. You see, this is why it is said that God is omniscient or all-knowing. See, such omniscience of all-knowingness exists as the very center of our being. Therefore, divine guidance exists as the very center of our being. If we are living in an intelligence which instantly knows the answers to any problem, then we are living in an intelligence which has no problem. Ooh. Now, that's some deep stuff. I have to say that again. If we are living in an intelligence which instantly knows the answers to any problem, then we are really living in, with an intelligence that has no problem. We are therefore bringing our problems to a principle which has no problem. Just as electricity or mathematics or the law of gravitation has no problem. If we hold up an object heavier than the air and let go of it, the law of gravitation will bring it to the earth. There would be a problem if we had to force the object to the earth. It's no problem to the law, which works automatically. So if we let go of the object and rest is automatic, so it is with the use of other principles in nature too. So it is with divine guidance. Come on, Holy Spirit. Common sense tells us that divine guidance cannot exist just for a few of us. It cannot exist because any particular religious belief or because a dogmatic acceptance of any creed. Divine guidance must exist for everyone or not at all, just as electricity exists for each and every one of us. It's from a book called The Power of Belief, written in 1970, page 56 and 57. And so our affirmation today is, I affirm. Today I do affirm that I'm divinely guided. And Spirit goes before me and paves the way. Come on, Holy Spirit. You see, we've been given the gift to command the angels to go before us today. Today, I affirm that I am divinely guided. Come on, family. We are divinely guided. And that Spirit goes before us and paves the way. Come on, angel. You see, it's something magnificent about the knowing that God is, that God will go before us today. that God will go before us and pave the way of ease, elegance, and grace, Holy Spirit. There's something magnificent about the knowing that you can speak a thing and it shall be done. That the vibrational match of what you spoke will come forth in your day. Come on, Holy Spirit, and go before us as we bless the magnificent energy of this day. We give thanks, God, that you go before us to create ease, elegance, and grace, God, that we command our angels to go before us, God, and that we will hear Spirit speak to our minds today, God. Spirit speak to our hearts today. This would lead and guide us. Today, I just want to remind you, fam, remind you that there is some powerful presence out here that some call God, and some call Allah, and some call it by many, many names, the universe. But there is a divine guidance. And I can't tell you how many times I've been guided by the Spirit. I read this yesterday. It's called Divine Guidance and Commitment. And I said I wanted to share it with my Love Journey family. The quote says, "Do not grieve anything you lost come around in another form," Rumi said. This is a story about divine guidance and the ripple effect of one big commitment. It was the last week of August 2013. I was supposed to go on a trip with my ex to visit our friends and to go to a concert. But I decided not to go, and we decided it was a good week to take some space and evaluate whether or not we were going to stay in the relationship. You see, there are times in life when the most fiercely independent of us find ourselves facing the feeling of, there's no way I can possibly do this on my own. Though usually painful, these are great times because we're not meant to navigate this crazy earth experience solo. I was feeling a little lonely and sad, and oh, how did I get to this place? So I decided to take a road trip up to Santa Barbara to visit friends. And this is how I thought I would solve my being alone problem. I would soon find out that that was what life had in mind. You see, whether or not you believe in God, Spirit guides, guardian angels is none of our business, and you're welcome here no matter what. I believe in all of those things and was desiring to learn how to better communicate with them. So I downloaded Sonia Croquette's book, Ask Your Guides, on Audible for my road trip. Traffic, my 2.5-hour trip turned into 4 hours. I knew the whole time it was because I needed this time with the book. So I sat calmly in my Mini Cooper on a 101 and listened. My heart was heavy. I cried so many times. And as I did, I kept opening my heart to this new source of love and guidance. You see, I learned how to ask for guidance. And I learned how to be specific about what I wanted and what energies to call on for various things. For the first time, I truly, deeply felt surrounded by the divine love, by divine guidance that I always questioned. I realized that this weekend that I'd never be alone. You see, what I realized is that I could never be alone because God's word told me that I would never be alone, never will God forsake me or leave me. You see, on my way back from Santa Barbara the next day, I stopped off in Malibu. Years ago, a friend had driven me through Malibu, and I fell in love with it. Even dreamed about living there someday, and it felt totally serendipitous to be there this weekend with my life in flux, having no idea what things were going to look like in the next few weeks. I laid on the beach for a bit, continued listening to Ask Your Guidance, put my toes in the ocean, and went for a walk. I breathed in the air, and I took in the sounds, and I looked around at the beautiful homes, wondering what the people who lived in them doing. At this time, it wasn't just my relationship that was up in the air. It was also my business. You see, I had been feeling restless, like I wanted to do something more meaningful, like I was over health and fitness, but not really clear on what or how to transition into something else. I started thinking about how I've been working so hard for so many years and didn't have much to show for it in the physical world, and intuitively knew that was connected to my lack of passion for my work. You see, I was going to a dead-end job every day. And again, my heart felt heavy, and again, I cried. Then I remembered a story from my friend Kate Notrup's book about a conversation she had about with Maria Forleo once, about how Maria had wanted a brownstone in the Rest Village, at the time just wasn't willing to do whatever it would take to get it. I realized how long I had been opening and operating like that too, unwilling to do whatever it would take to get what I want. You see, I knew this was largely due to not knowing exactly what I wanted. So as I walked on the beach, staring up at those beautiful beach homes, I decided it was okay to not to know what I wanted to do with my life. And I got clear on one thing I did want, a beach house. And see, I let that be the symbol for what, for the something I can hold a deep desire for in my life that will represent having figured out the rest of the details. So using my brand new cosmic communication skills, I let God, my angels, and my highest vibratory energetic spirit guides know that I was finally willing to do whatever it takes to get it. I told them I'll be looking, listening, and feeling for their guidance, and I thanked them profusely for their love and existence. 3 weeks later, the wow idea for the Wow Soul Movement was born. 2 months later, I met a man whose presence in my life has been one giant invitation into love and expansion. And most days, I can't even believe it really exists. 4 months later, I moved to LA, which feels like magic every day. And this week, approximately 9 months later, the results of my commitment was born. My website and mission finally fills my life work because it all unfolded with divine synchronicity and joy. Now it's your turn. What area of your life is begging for some kind of divine intervention, clarity, or even more simply, some loving and compassionate attention? And I wanted to read that. I wanted to read that to you guys because sometimes we forget that there's divine guidance, that the Holy Spirit is always leading us and guiding us. I can't tell you how every cell in my body was moved by the Alchemist book. You know, every time I'm out in the wind and the wind kisses my face, I just give thanks for the beauty and the presence of God's love that's always guiding us and leading us in the right direction, pulling us and prodding us and saying, come on, I only want the best for you. My beloved child, all I want is you to be happy and loved and supported. And I know sometimes because we can be in divine storms and it doesn't feel like God's grace is there, but it is always right there with us. I read the next article, and the question was, why does God send a storm when a rain shower would do? He said, that's a question that I ask
myself. He said, I was 22, a cancer, and they living a dream in Hollywood until it became a nightmare. He said, a divine storm uprooted my life and sent me down a remarkable path of self-discovery. So when you think, what is a divine storm? He said a divine storm is basically when everything in your life seems to go crazy. It's a crisis you didn't see coming. It could last a day, a year, a week, even longer, 7 years. It could last, and it could be hugely painful. Maybe money is running away from you. You can't seem to get a job. A close friend passes away, and you sort of feel like, is God against me? How long, God? Is someone following me around and purposely sabotaging my life? He said, I call it a divine storm. You see, a divine storm, because from a spiritual perspective, it really is God just trying to get your attention, trying to get your attention. If you're in a divine storm, you know, you definitely know that the set of circumstances is too bizarre. Too bizarre. I just want you to know that God is. See, he said the set of circumstances too bizarre for it not to be from God. Why is he so hard? Why is he trying so hard to get my attention? Why is he so hard? Why is he trying so hard to get our attention? You can think of it like driving on a highway. And when you start to go off the road, there are these divert. Some of us have to go over the cliff before we can say, hey, should I have paid attention to those diverts back then? You see, the purpose of a divine storm is to help you find your calling. It's to help you get back on track. The crisis reveals patterns that need to be healed or addressed so you can live out your purpose. And whatever that might be is sort of a wake-up call to how you spend in your life. A lot of time you realize, I actually have some past traumas that I have not worked through. It's not just a bunch of random stuff happening to you because you're a bad person. I'd like to say, it's the universe has shaken us to awaken us. Come on, Holy Spirit. Shake me up, God, so you can awake me. It's time to get awakened, Holy Spirit. Is that what's happening to you right now? Absolutely. See, the first giant storm came when I was 22 years old, and I had just gotten fired from my dream job as a vice president for a record label. I honestly felt like Hollywood had chewed me up and spit me out. I moved to L.A. when I was 19 to pursue my dreams in the music business, and my life very quickly became an episode of true Hollywood. I was partying a lot, doing drugs, spending money like crazy, and in addition to losing my job, I was going through a huge breakup and was deeply depressed. The relationship had been based on drugs. One Sunday around 4 o'clock in the morning, I was driving home to Santa Monica after a massive fight with my ex. I was high as a kite. I made a turn in Ventura Boulevard and cut off the police officer and the only other driver on the road. I was screwed in that moment. I decided to pray. Where that thought came from, I have no idea. I just said, dear God, if you help me go get through this, I'll quit. The cop pulled me over and I explained my situation. I didn't lie. I said I was tired and had been fighting with my ex. He let me go, and I knew that moment was a handout from God. You see, I knew that very moment that God's love was enfolding me, and as God, as if God was telling me, hey, baby, my beloved child, wake up. Wake up on the drive home. Wake up, because I felt God's presence in my car with me. I didn't know what it was at the time, but it convinced me that I had to change, that the next time I would not be so blessed. Come on, Holy Spirit. And did I change? Think about it. This all logic and all promises go out the door. Days later, I was in my apartment at 3 a.m., and I felt the urge to use again. You see, I had spent the whole night drinking, and I had went to cut up a line of cocaine, but I physically couldn't do it. Something wouldn't let me consume any more drugs. It was as if a force had taken up residence in my body and was preventing me from doing it, like I wasn't in control of myself. It was the same presence that I felt in a car on Ventura Boulevard, along with the deep knowing that I did use again, that if I did use again, that if I did use again, I would die. I couldn't prove it, but I didn't want to find out. All I knew that was annoying, that if I used, that I was going to die. So I flushed the drugs down the toilet. I'm not a person who has these visceral, very visceral spiritual experiences, but in this instant, it was obvious to me there was a higher presence that was in that room. And to me, it was very clear that it was Christ. You see, I wanted to figure out how to feel as good off the drugs as I felt on them. I come to find that addicts are really people looking for God in all the wrong places. Come on, Holy Spirit. How many of us are trying to find God in all the wrong places? Through sex, through drugs, through retail therapy, shopping, shopping, shopping till we drop. How many of us addicts and really just tried to find God in all the wrong places? So I threw myself into spiritual study, and I asked God to show me my purpose. Come on, Holy Spirit. Divine God, show me why I am here, God. Show me the purpose you created me. Eventually, I started an inspiration t-shirt company to share all the spiritual truths that I had began to uncover. It did really well at first, and then within a week, everything went bust. My business partner left. The new girl I was dating left. The business crumbled, and my roommate moved out. I got gout in my left toe. My lower back went out, and all of that happened over maybe 6 days. And I kept thinking to myself, I'm not dumb or smart enough to do all this to myself. There has to be something else going on here. That's when I heard the voice of the author, Carolyn Miss, whose work I've been studying during my recovery, saying this is happening for you, not to you. Love, this is happening for you, not to you. And my first reaction, it's easy for you to say, because you're not the one with all these problems. But then I thought about what I really wanted to do with my life. If that was in fact how I created my new business, I began tweeting messages of love to encourage others. It ended up being an answer to somebody's prayer. You see, somebody was praying for me, and it began to be an answer to my own prayers. And sometimes things going wrong can actually be them going right. You see, it was only in this divine storm that I was able to sense God's presence the way I did. You see, sometimes it's at the end of the storm. It's in the storm that we give up and we surrender and say, God, if you're distracted, addicted, or in some unhealthy behavior pattern, you're definitely not paying attention to the divine. You checking Facebook likes, doing drugs, on the endless cycle of worry. But when someone is in the middle of a storm, they're vulnerable, and there's an opportunity to make a choice. Either you're going to keep on going, you're not, or either you're not. You, when you walk to your knees like God, ooh-wee, it's an encounter with the divine. Have you ever been brought to your knees? Every time I think about being brought to my knees, I remember sometimes I remember my mother playing Lattimore, Stormy. Stormy Monday. Y'all remember that song? He said he had to go down to the church, and he got down on my knees and said, Lord, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on your child. Lord, have mercy. I'm in misery. Y'all remember that? Some of y'all might be too young, but that's the kind of divine storm I'm talking about. When you get down on your knees and you just don't know, but you know that you know that you know that God knows. And you pray that God could just send a light, a gust of wind, though. For some people, for sure. He said, I'm not the guy who hit rock bottom and asked for a sledgehammer and a drill. My storm was in direct proportion to how stubborn I was. It doesn't always have to be that dramatic. You see, for the stubborn ones, too, it sometimes does. Sometimes you won't make a move until you're in too much pain. not to make a move. Storms really stress the importance of intuition. If you don't pay attention to what your heart is telling you, then you get a divine rain shower or a divine lightning bolt and eventually a divine storm. See, God is trying to bring us to a surrender point where we say, God, I surrender. The way I'm doing things is not working, Holy Spirit. Show me a better way. Whether or not I'm stubborn, there's a part of everyone's story where we all seem lost. You can call it a divine storm, a dark night of the soul, or just an ordeal. And at the end of the day, it's archetypal, is a nature everyone will go through at some point in their life. You see, but what determines whether or not you survive the storm, part of it is understanding that these storms are normal. Whatever the crisis is, whether it's a death of someone you love, a business that's not working out, a relationship that's failed, it's just part of what happens in life. Millions have gone through it. Millions will go through it again. So instead of focusing on why is this happening to me, why God, focus on finding the message and the miracle in it all. I know you say, does a miracle always come out of a divine storm? Absolutely. I think the mere fact that something is going wrong is the miracle because it's getting your attention. And everything that's happening to you can be used to help you find your purpose, which ultimately brings you closer to God. We have to start viewing not just the good stuff as the miracle, but also the stuff that we name bad that gets you to the miracle. You see, that's the stuff that gets you to the miracle. The whole thing is the gift, family, not just the good stuff. See, the purpose of life is knowing that we can weather it. It's not about preventing it. It's about understanding what is the divine trying to express through us. And then having the strength to face it and use the opportunity to expand and to grow. Today, fam, no matter where you are, God's grace and favor will follow you all the days of your life. There's not a storm. There's not a thing that is happening that this is a surprise to God. Absolutely not. This is not a surprise to God. Oh, somebody I'm praying for this morning. Somebody God is speaking to this morning. Somebody need a miracle right now, God. Somebody need to feel the presence of your blessing right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and touch every cell, every muscle fiber, every organ, every area of their life right now, God. Somebody needs you right now, God. Somebody came to this call this morning because they needed a divine blessing, God. Somebody came with the mind of God this morning. Somebody came with the mind on God this morning. Somebody came because they needed a blessing. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and download your blessings upon us right now, God. Let us take a love bath, God. Let us rain down your love upon us right now, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come right now and wow us today, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and open up your windows, your gates, your heaven, and pour down a blessing, God. Pour it down right now like a thunderstorm on us, God. Let it come right now. Let it rain, God. Let it rain down on us right now, Holy Spirit. And let us feel the essence of you in our heart, God. Let us feel the essence of you in our mind, God. Let us feel the essence of you in our soul right now, God. Because our soul essence is wanting to shine through, God. Let this voice be heard through every word I speak, God. Let your voice be heard through every word I speak, God. Let the voice of God be heard right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to somebody's mind, God. Come and let there be light. And so it is. And that is the message that I want to share today, God. You guys have a beautiful, amazing weekend, and know that God is all there is. God is all there is. God is all there is. Remember, you have the power. It only works if you work it out. I leave you today with love. I bid you peace in your process. And as your sister in prosperity, I want to remind you that nothing is too hard for our God. No matter what divine storm you in this right now moment, no matter what your children are going through right now, God, no matter what is happening in your life, foreclosure can't be, God. IRS cannot be, God. A bad relationship, if you're in it and experiencing a divine storm in your relationship, nothing is too hard for our God. In this right now moment, I pray for the blessing of our relationships. I pray that our spouse will see the light, God. I pray that the people in our lives that we call in ourselves in relationship with, God, that they will experience you the way we experience you, that they will feel your love, God, that they will feel your presence in their mind, God, that they will feel your presence in their heart, God, that they will feel your presence in their soul, God, that they will feel the soul essence of you in everything, God. I'm asking you to renew their minds, God. I'm asking you to touch their souls, God. Somebody is contemplating dying, God, and I'm asking you to release that from them right now, God. I'm asking you to release that enemy right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let it be removed, God. Somebody right now needs you, Holy Spirit. And if it's our children, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to keep our children in the palm of your hands, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and remind our children, God, that they are mighty in the land, God. Take that load off our children right now, God. Take the heaviness off them right now, God. Remind them, God, to be free and light, God. Oh, I'm asking you to send your angels and surround our children right now, God. Palm of your hands, God. Somebody today, God, is experiencing something in their body, God. I'm asking you to touch it right now, God. I'm asking you to heal that space right now, God, because there's nothing to be healed, only you to be revealed, God. I'm asking you to come in the master's name of Jesus. I say, amen. And so it is. And so it is. Just a reminder, tomorrow in the Baltimore area is the Festival of Light Healing Ceremony. Go to the Eventbrite. Make sure you get your tickets. Don't delay. Get your tickets today. Support Nadja J. Brown. Support Reverend Judith Hockma and Roosevelt, letting them know that we love them. If you just can only purchase a ticket for $10, you can bless them with a $25 ticket or bless them whatever donation you feel. Please feel free to go to Eventbrite, the Festival of Healing. It's tomorrow, October 13th, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I will repost it on the Love Journey page, so it'll be at the top. If you want to go to the Eventbrite, and make sure you get your donations in. I love you, family. Make sure you get a chance. Tune in to 95.1 FM Club Stackman. Right after the Tom Joyner Morning Show, Janine and Ingram, Peyton Wilborn, and Ricky Hendon bringing it to you live, all the way live, right here on 95.1 Club 7. If you don't live in the Chicagoland area or not getting a good reception or don't have a radio, you can go to 95.1club7.com and just tune in by pushing the button, listen. Or you can download the app, Future Vision Entertainment. Looking forward to your support and your love. Send me some love today, family. I can use it on the radio so that the voice that comes through can be the voice of God in the radio airwaves that God will give me to speak today on my radio show that God has blessed me with. I'm so grateful that God said Janine chose me. And so as I move through this day, I just want to send you lots of love, reminding you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. Remember, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. And remember, it only works if you work it. It worked because I worked it, family. Work it, work it. Work it, work it. All right, family, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs. Oh, I'm in love with this song right now. Music, I just give thanks for music. It transcends my soul. I love you all with the love that can never be taken away. Have a phenomenal day. This is Daniel Caesar right here on the Love Journey with Janine and Ingram. I might have to sing with it. Oh.
give yourself to me. Give it all. I just wanna see. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see.
Life is a movie, and you're the best part.